Okay, we're up to the Gemara's second Ibai. Rav Zeira asked, Takfa Yechel B'Sanegu Mahu. Now the Gemara says, Ibai Yekdisha Mahu. The Gemara was Magdim, An Imtim Tzalaymer, Takfa Yechel B'Sanegu Maitziyin, then it's Pashit, you can't be Magdish. And in Tim Tzalayma Eimaitziyin, then we have an Ibai Yekdisha Mahu. So the Beis Halevi addressed a few serious issues here in the Gemara. The first thing that I mentioned yesterday that the Beis Halevi is bothered by is why the Gemara's Ibaya is only on a case of Shasak Lovisayv Tzavach. Gemara is asking, what's the Gemara's Ibaya? Hikdisha Mahu. If a person went and he was Magdish, the Talis, one of the two people went, he's Magdish in Mah. Should the other person scream? Well, shouldn't he scream? It's a good Ibaya. Should a person scream by Hekdish or not? But what if that Ibaya related Dafka to Shasak Lovisayv Tzavach? Even in a case where Shasak Mitchilavat Saif, he's quiet the whole time, we really could ask the same exact Ibaya. If you have an Ibaya, if Higdisha Mahu, if the person's quiet the whole time, should we say Behegdish that it's just words, words are nothing, so it's not a Haidah, or maybe it is a Haidah. You can have exactly the same Ibaya by Shtika Mitchilav Atzaif. And Beis Halevi adds that that would be even a better Ibaya, because then it would be an Ibaya according to everybody. Because Shasak Mitchilav Atzaif, we said everybody agrees that by Tkifa, that Shasak Mitchilav Atzaif, there was no machlaikis, certainly it's a Haidah. So you could ask like everybody, you could ask the same Ibaya. Shasak Mitchilav Atzaif, if it has a din of a by Hegdish Mahu. So this is one question the Beis Halevi is trying to answer. The Rashi, which I'll get back to, I mentioned you, Rashi, Higdisha Boy Tokfa, he wants the answer. And then the third Kasha, which really the whole Beis Halevi is Gebayt on, is the third Kasha. And this Kasha is how Higdisha, how can it work? What's the case? With Dagdama, that Hegdish is Dachalam Afreya. We have a rule that Hegdish has to be Chal. When you Magdish something, it becomes Hegdish. There's no such thing as Hegdish that's Chalam Afreya. That I say today it's Hegdish, it's not mine. I buy it tomorrow. When I buy it, now my yesterday's Amir is going to be Chal. Things don't work that way. Hegdish has to be Chal B'Shas Amir. So in Cain, Frekta Beis Halevi, what's the case here? Two people owning a talis. One is Magdishit, and the second he's Magdishit, there's nothing to talk about. Because the other person wasn't mighty yet. What's the whole Shaila? He's Magdishit. And then the other person is now quiet. Shasak lo seif tzavach. So we're saying, if that's a Haidah, then it's Hegdish. But if that's a Haidah, it's too late. If that's a Haidah, then it's too late. If I'm Magdish it, and then you're Maida, then it doesn't become Hegdish. If I'm Magdish it, at the time I'm Magdish, you were a Maida. So your half is not Hegdish. And if afterwards you're going to be Maida, so what's going to help? What's going to help you Haidah later? This was the Beis Halevi's actually his third kasha, but this is his kasha on how the whole Gemara works. How did the whole Hegdish work? Now, the Ritva really bavarns his kasha. He says that the Hegdish and the Haidah boin ta'achas comes together. Like we had last year, Gita v'yodai boin ta'achas. So I don't know. I don't know how does that work. We had a hard enough time with Kita Viyadeh Bon Kachas last year. Here, how does it work that's Bon Kachas that I'm Magdishit and you're Maida, and at one shot the Hegdish is Chal? What do you mean at one shot? First I was Magdishit and then you were Maida. there's a problem. It's one and then the other. It's,
yeah.
The Beis Halevi goes into that. Okay, so that's what the Beis Halevi's Mahalach is. But the Pashas HaRitva, that if the Boin Ke'achos is a little hard to understand. What does it mean if the Boin Ke'achos comes together?
It's really hits the whole front.
But how is it Hegdish? At the time I said Harizul Hegdish.
Really,
how could it be Hegdish? It was in the Ganav's hands.
Later on, the Gili, that was really the whole time.
No, to Gili, that it was Shalai, that it was mine. But it's not a Gili, that it was Bashusi.
As soon as I say Hegdish, it's Hegdish. It's a problem that I'm doing.
No, it's not Hegdish. Just remember, to be Hegdish, it has to be under my control. And until the other person's mighty, he's holding it. I'm only one end of Talis, he's holding one end. Half of it is not under my control. Now, if he's mighty right away, Taisa says, if he's mighty, it's like he's holding my pekad. But that's only when he's mighty, before he's mighty. The minute he's mighty, you and I are holding a Talis. The minute you're mighty, it's mine. So it's all Bishusi. It's like you're holding my pekad. But that's only the minute after, that's only once you're mighty. Before your Maida, how does that work? At the time I said Harizul Hegdish, you are a Maida.
You're Maida now, or you're Maida the whole time?
I'm now Maida that was yours all along. Let me ask you, let's say I own something and a Ganav steals it from me on Sunday. On Sunday, it's stolen. I go and I say, wherever it is, it should be Hegdish. Not Hegdish. On Monday, he comes to Bezin to do tshuva, and he brings it back, and he says, I'm sorry, yesterday it was his also, I shouldn't have taken it. Is it Hegdish? Not Hegdish. Because on Sunday, when I said to Hegdish, it wasn't my rishus. Now he's going to be mine. It was mine yesterday. It was takamai, but it wasn't under my control. Chayr, it's exactly the same thing here.
You say that it was from,
in which case? No, in the case I just mentioned, where someone steals something from me on Sunday, and then on Sunday I say it should be Hegdish. Monday he returns it to me. It doesn't become Hegdish Lama Freya from yesterday, because yesterday it wasn't under my control. It doesn't become Lama Freya under my control, because it wasn't under my control. Lama Freya, we know it was yours yesterday, because he's admitting it. But to Hegdish in Yishalaya, Bishusai, it wasn't in my Rishus. If it's not under my control, even though the Mefreya, it's clear it was mine yesterday, but it still wasn't under my control, it can't be mine to something that's not under my control. So the Beis Halevi has a interesting mahalach. Beis Halevi says that we know Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. We all know that Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that if you say something and you change it Teich Kedei Dibur, that you have the right to change it. So too, if I'm Magdish something, and Teich Kedei Dibur of my being Magdish it, your Maida it's mine, that's enough to make the Hegdish Bichal. So that if I'm Magdish it, and you're standing right there, and when I magdish it, you're immediately maida, it's mine. Since you're immediately maida, it's mine, Teich Kedei Dibur of my being magdish it, therefore my hegdish could be chal. Because Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, it's as if you were maida at the time I was magdish it. And that's how it works, by Shasakalu V'Seif Tzava. Because here, I'm magdish it, you're quiet. Lady is screaming. But you are quiet the first second, that's a Haidah. So since that's a Haidah, at the Beis Halevi, it's very geschmack, that here it works, because the Haidah is a second right after the my being magnish.
Is that like
maybe, that's what he means, Bon Kachas, that's what they mean, or is it Kachas, could be. But Paul only says those few words. So you hear the teretz. You hear his teretz. Huh? Everyone ask him? I mean, you look like it's such a good teretz. Everyone looks very satisfied.
just that you were to change something. Usually you want to say something says that you were the first thing, you want to change something. That's it. The hegdash is why the hegdash.
That's one problem. One problem is that Teich Kedei Dibur, usually Teich Kedei Dibur is an option to change things. If I make, I'll be a good example. If a person an example would be if someone makes a bracha. Now, let's say Teich Kedei Dibur could undo the bracha. Let's say somebody says bracha deshav kanam shaka. Shakal Yimidvarai, and if he wants, Teich Kedei Dibur, he could switch it. He could to Bari Minim Zainus, or to Isamasi Bereishis. Right? The halacha is that way. Generally, you could switch brachis. So Shavu Kei Melchaimam. So I say Shakal Yimidvarai. So Teich Kedei Dibur, I could switch it. Right? So I said Shahakal. Am I allowed to eat before Teich Kedei Dibur? Can I start eating before Teich Kedei Dibur? Is my bracha over? Chayav not, because when I'm eating, my bracha is not over. I can still switch it. Because the teretz is, what's the teretz? Because when I don't switch it, Teich Kedei Dibur is if I want to switch it. If I don't switch it, so Teich Kedei Dibur is nothing. I mean, it's not, no? Yeah. So what happens if I don't change it? Is my when I say this is hegdish? Not sure. That's a question. The if I'm very fast, I say shakali b'dvarai. I take a sip and then I say yes, a massive race.
That's another thing.
You still could.
There's a different reason. You make a broth on something, right? Your das has to be on that thing. So if it's a different thing, since I'm making shahakal, right? Then now I'm making shahakal, I'm making a mazlina. So maybe you're telling me my das was a mistake. So my das is now doing Teich Kedei Dibur on that broth. I can't.
No, you're allowed to change. You're allowed to change even without das.
So see, if I have das for shahakal, I can't change now with mazlina.
Could. Could have silly, you're not supposed to, but if you do it, it's chal. If you do it, what? Two different people, is worse or better? See, it's worse. It should be worse. It's a problem. Unless you say maybe Taka that when I say Harizu Hegdish in a way that it's not Chal, because Harizu Hegdish by itself would not be Chal, so then I get Teich Kedei Dibur to fix it to make it be Chal. That's what it means. In Achinami, if I say things correctly, I say Shahakol. So Teich Kedei Dibur, I can't change it. It's Shahakol. The Beis Halevi means that here I said Harizu Hegdish in a way that it can't be Chal. Because Harizu Hegdish can't be Chal unless the other person's Maida. So that's what he means, that to fix it, to make it good, Teich Kedei Dibur. It's coming from someone else. If someone says the right bracha and switches to the wrong bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a chazara. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchis Birchas HaShachar, I remember somebody came here, it was I think during Sfira time, some very straw collector came, so he showed me a Sefer. In the Sefer, he had the Yisra Vol Yashuv on Sfira, let's say the right day, you say Hayayim Chamishi Yom Laim, the right thing. And Teich Kedei Dibur, you think you made a mistake, so you switch to Hayayim Shishi Yom Laim. But you're right the first time. So he writes, the history of Rabbi Yashiv, is it, does it mess you up? He said, Rabbi Yashiv told him that it doesn't mess you up. It's still good. So it happened to be that day, Yossi made, you made a bris. Ben Hazman once, was it Pesach time? I remember you made a bris upstairs, you dived in the basement. It wasn't you, it was somebody else. So I made a bris, and I remember I came early, and it was a Mishnah Berurah understander. So I opened up the Mishnah Berurah. So I opened up, it was up to Berchus HaShachar. I said, I was learning Berchus HaShachar. So Mishnah Berurah there says, the same, this psak that Rabbi Yashiv said, is I happened to have seen it that morning. I told this person, it's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Berchus HaShachar, if you say Pekeach Ivrim, if Turkey Day Divi, you switch to Malvish Harum. But you're Mechuyiv and Pekeach Ivrim, so he says, you can't switch, a good Amira doesn't get switched to Turkey Day Divi. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. If you're not sure, stay the Omer, you can switch and you'll be good to Manav Shafi. You say the same thing. So you say it first and say it second, the same thing. According to Mishnah Berurah, so what's the point? My point is that maybe that's fucking pshat. That if I say a good amira, I say harizu hegdish, it's chal. There's no Turkey Day Dibur Inyan to talk about. Beis Halevi means that here I said harizu hegdish in a way that was lacking. It was missing something. I said harizu hegdish in a way that was missing something. There's something wrong with it. So till Turkey Day Dibur, I could try to repair it. Either I could repair it, which is pashut, that I could repair it myself by saying something else, I could differ. Here, it's a big chiddush, Yena could repair it. Yena, by being Maida, Takedai Dibor, is going to fix my Amira. I said Harizu Hegdish in a way that can't be Chal on his half. By him being Maida to me, he could fix it, Takedai Dibor. So something like that. Well, that you could do anyway. A chilo that you could do that anyway. It's toli b'cheirim you're supposed to do it. That's supposed to make a bracha when something is toli b'cheirim to bring it. If it's toli in you could bring it. Nachinami. Person could change his mind. Sure. That means his amira was not a good amira. He could always change his mind, Turkey Day Dibur. In fact, you could always change your mind. That means you say my first Amir is a mistake. You say my first Amir is a mistake, you do. Well, it wasn't a mistake, you can't. So he said Harizu Hegdish, which was not yet a good Amir. Yeah, a person has a right, Turkey Day Dibur, to fix the Amir. That's what basically the lady, I think, he did. I said, the chiddush is someone else can fix his amira. It's like a chiddush. That's what he said. I don't have a kasha on that. It's a chiddush. So someone else can fix his amira. I guess that's what the Beis Halevi means.
Someone's having Shmoneh Esrei, right? But he says Mashbaro.
Yeah.
No, he says Mashbaro instead of Mashbaro.
Yeah.
Let's say I
count Sphira the last second of the day. Last second, right before Laila, I count Sphira. Take the Ibra is the next day. Is it a good Sphira? That's what he asked. It's a good Sphira. So I'm saying is, if it's a good Amira, there's no problem with Take the Ibra. The whole year, Take the Ibra is Ibra, I want to change it. I made a mistake. If it was a good Amira, then it's a good Amira.
How about if you count the wrong Sphira?
Then Take the Ibra helps, for sure. If you say the wrong Amira. Yeah, then it's no good. If you count the wrong Amir at the last minute, it's all over. Yeah, there's nothing. What? But the time I changed it was already the next day, you're saying. I don't think it goes back. I think it's just what you did before is extended. I don't think you get an extra type of Adib, or I don't think it works that way. But could you say Kriyashva Taika Deidibur of this man? No. Deidibur after this man.
Before the man.
Oh, so you Taika before his man. Yeah, that you could.
I could. Taika Deidibur when it's Kriyashva Taika Deidibur.
Right. If when you it was this man. Oh, you mean before the Tchila says man. No, you say it before the Tchila says man. There's no Amira.
Just like I made an edge. At the time when the
tikkun
came, I didn't say it. But
it's time to
say
tikkun.
But I said it, so we're saying
it. So say Krishma before this man, and take the tikkun comes. That's not a tikkun.
But that's just like
hektish.
I can't.
Because it's Krishma
Shashakas,
isn't it? What do you say? Yeah, what are you saying? According to me, according to Beis Halevi, if you say Kriyashma before the beginning of Zman Kriyashma, early in the morning, the text day dibur, the tikkun comes, it should be a good Kriyashma. It's ridiculous. It wasn't good. What? If it's this man, not this man, then it's not. It's not Kriyashma. That's Kari the Torah. All right, we're not going to prove any of these cases, so it's not going to help too much. If you could prove it, it's one thing. You're not going to prove it, it's going to be a problem. Is the Beis Halevi a difficult svara? Not so difficult, because I'll tell you why. Because you have to remember, but who are we talking about? We're talking about the person who really owns it. It's really his. It's really his talis. It's shalai. It's really his. So he's saying the Harizu Hegdish. Just he's missing, then it's not under his control. If Tekedei Dibur, it comes under his control, so it's really an ikuv. It's not like I say Shema before it's my Kriyashma. So it's not Kriyashma, so what's it to do? Hegdish, Be'etzem, it's mine. I can't control it. I have a way to control it. If he buys it, Tekedei Dibur, it won't help. If I say Zu Hegdish, I buy it, Tekedei Dibur, of course it's nothing.
Why not?
Because when I said Harizu Hegdish, I was saying words that don't mean anything. Here we're talking that it is mine. It's mine.
But it's not in your
Rishus. It's not my, so I have a problem with it. So if it comes under my Rishus, Tekedei Dibur, it's much different. It's much different if something is at least mine. When I say Harizu Hegdish,
his Rishus is not his. When you buy this, his Rishus is not his. He's missing the other hand.
So he's buying
my house,
not
buying
it. So
it's
my Rishus, but I didn't
own it. Then
technically
they
did buy it.
It's not
going to be good. Depends which one case. You can't be my Rishus, it's not yours, it's not Hegdish. Something that's not your Rishus, it's a halacha that you can't be my
Rishus. Something that's not your Rishus, yours again.
I understand, but it's going to stay in the other person's hand. Just he's telling me that whatever I want him to do with it, he'll do with it. It turns into a bakadin, like Tyson says.
Missing one half,
but it's not two halves of the equation. One is the thing itself, and one is the and one is a condition. He's missing condition. It's not Rishusai. Now the person is saying it is Rishusai. Let me at least I agree with Beis Halevi is a chiddush. Let me at least theorize how the Beis Halevi answers the other kashas. What was the other kasha? Why does the Gemara only ask the by? By Shasakula Basaif Tzavach. Why is the Gemara yes? The same Ibaya by Shasak straight? The person's quite straight. We said it's a Haidah. So the Gemara should have asked the same exact Ibaya. If you Shasak straight through, the person's Hegdish, you Shasak straight through, same exact Ibaya. Do we say that it's a Haidah because he was Shasak? Or do we say that it's just words, so it's normal to be shais. Today it's the same Ibai. Beis Halevi said, what would I gain? What would I gain if such an Ibai? I would gain The Madhyama who says Shastak Lubasev Sov is not a Haidah. Shastak Lubasev is not a Haidah. So we said by him there's no Ivaya. Say so yes, it is. Even if our Shastak Lubasev Sov is not a Haidah. But Shastak straight is a Haidah. So we can ask the Ivaya and light him. Shastak all the way through. What's it in? That it's a Haidah by Takfai. What's it in by Yagdisha? That was the base of Levi's cash. So if the Beis HaLevi, it's very geschmack if you accept the Beis HaLevi's teretz. So if the Beis HaLevi, no. There are two periods of shtika. There's the period right away, the Tekad Diva period, and then there's the later period. If you hold that shtika right away is not a haidah, the Madhyamu says, Metzina Simiyah, they hold shtika right away is nothing. It's only haidah if it's shtika straight through. Light him, which second of shtika is the haidah starting? Not Tarkadei Dibur. Because in the Tarkadei Dibur point, that shtika is nothing. Because Lubsayv Tzavach ruins it. So if you hold that the only time it's a haidah is a long shtika, then the part of the shtika that's a haidah is later than Tarkadei Dibur. And if it's later than Tarkadei Dibur, then for sure it's no good. The whole base on Levi's territory is goodbye. That the immediate, the first second of shtika is the shtika that's a haidah. So that's good if you hold Shastak L'Besayt Tzavach is a haidah. Shastak L'Besayt Tzavach means it's a haidah, the first small period of shtika. But if you hold that to be a haidah, that little period is not enough, you need shtika all the way through, that means you need the later shtika. The later shtika is later in Tekad Edim. So there's no Tekad Edim or to say this whole shtickle Torah.
The first period of shtika, which we call the Tekad Edim, it by itself has to be longer than Tekad Edim. Because if it's in Tekad Edim,
yeah, this is what I thought people were going to jump in the Beis HaLevi with. This is what the Beis HaLevi says, what I told you. Now there are two problems with the Beis HaLevi. One is what we discussed a few minutes ago, that this chiddush that Tekad Edim could work. There's a second problem. Before the Beis HaLevi, if I were to ask you, Shasak L'Besayf Tzavach, how long is that shtika? What's the period of time that you can still scream and be called Shasak L'Besayf Tzavach? I don't think anybody would say Tekad Edibur. I mean, it takes Tekad Edibur to do anything. Tekad Edibur is very short. The period of shtika that's a haidah is longer. Tosis says that it's until the gizbar comes to take it away from you. That means, what that means is that the initial shtika, Shasak L'Besayf Tzavach, the Beis HaLevi makes sense if Shasak L'Besayf Tzavach means shtika for Tekad Edibur. How much is Tekad Edibur? It's 2 seconds. Tekad Edibur is the amount of time it says to say Shalom Aleichem Ma'ariv Rabbi. How long is that? It's a few seconds.
So, if you like by bracha, take you a long time to change the bracha.
You're probably right. Okay, 1 second. So just the problem with the Beis HaLevi is the Beis HaLevi saying the shtika is Tekad Edibur. L'chayur, the shtika is a longer shtika. To be shasak l'b'seif tzavach, you have to be shasak, let's say, for half an hour, or until the gizbar comes. If you shasak for 2 minutes, and then you scream, that's called tzavach miyad. That's called screaming right away. So actually, the shtika is not just Tekad Edibur, which is a bit of a problem with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi sounds like the shtika is for those 2 seconds. Shtika is much longer. The teretz probably is, the Beis HaLevi means taka the shtika is a long shtika. But where does it start? Every case of Tekad Edibur Kedibur Dami, you have to start Tekad Edibur. Let's say somebody makes a bracha. The bracha is more than 4 words. He's saying, it means to say Asher Yatzar. So Asher Yatzar is many words. He says, Baruch Hashem Kedem Echayelam. And he says, by mistake, Shakal Niyam is Barai. Then he chaps himself. He starts, Asher Yatzar Asadim Bechachma, Varavayim. He has to say the whole Asher Yatzar Tekad Edibur. No, he just has to start Tekad Edibur. He starts Tekad Edibur. The Gemara says, by Eden. To beat one cat, the second cat has to come Tekad Edibur the first. But the second count is also saying more than four words, saying the whole story. As long as you start Taikad Dibur, that's Taikad Dibur. That's probably Pshat in the Beis HaLevi. So you have to start, oh, 1 second. So you have to start your Shtika Taikad Dibur. You're starting your Taikad Dibur, and then that's a Hidah. So that's probably Pshat in the Beis HaLevi. You're asking, if so, if this is Pshat in the Beis HaLevi, L'chaira, it makes sense. But then we're going to end up stuck the other way. Then by Shosak Metchilav Ad Saif, the Beis HaLevi says by Shosak Metchilav Ad Saif, that nah, that's no good. Because the first period of Shtika doesn't count. Only the later period. But Lamaisa, you have to be Shosak the whole time. If you're going to scream it first, then it's all over. So your Teretz, it's not Shukha Teretz, it's a good Teretz in the case of Shosak Metchilav Ad Saif. But then by Shosak Metchilav Ad Saif, say the same thing. It's one long Shtika. And it started Taikad Dibur. So then the Kash comes back. The Gemara should ask the Ibaya, even B'shasa Metchilav Ad Saif. So whichever way we're going to scratch ourselves, like the other side is going to, you know, like you fix one side, the other side becomes a problem. We have a problem with the Beis HaLevi. You can follow this, guys, the last point. What?
Where is it going to be? Gemara's question is, that means that this is considered odd because he should have complained right away.
Right.
So even, but right.
Now we don't say he should have complained to Taikad Dibur. Say he should have complained at some point in the first hour. Let's say it's an hour. Somebody in the first hour. Now he didn't have to complain to Taikad Dibur. He had to complain in that hour.
I don't know that's true. Maybe he has to complain.
So if you learn the Beis HaLevi, you have to complain to Taikad Dibur, it'll make sense. Besides that, it's not Mestaver. Taisus says, L'besoifis k'shashola ha-gizbar. That you get until the gizbar arrives. The gizbar doesn't arrive to Taikad Dibur.
Okay, so since the period of Shastak Vahadat Sabah that we have in Machloik is longer than Taikad Dibur. But the svara to say Shastak Vahadat Sabah is Hodah is because Since it took you longer than Taikad Dibur to complain, we consider that a Hozah.
No, but let's say it did take me longer than Taikad Dibur. Let's just start complaining 3 minutes after. Yeah. So we're saying, Taisus says, that's called Tzavach Miyad. Because as long as I scream before the Gizbar comes, Taisus says that's called Tzavach Miyad. Even an hour later, that's called Tzavach Miyad.
Maybe
that's what Taisus says.
If you have a long
shiga,
so after that's longer than
Shastak. So let's say Shastak is 1 hour, and Shastak is 2 hours.
Right, so after the hour,
it's like
a new shiga, that part.
Why should I say that? That's arbitrary. You're just saying it to make it fit. But the fact is, it's the whole 2 hours, because if he had screamed in the first hour, his cry in the second hour wouldn't help him. Right, it's not the second hour, it's the 2 hours of shtika. That Shem Tchila Vat Saif, you need Tchila At Saif, you don't just need Saif. If he'll scream in the Tchila and be quiet in the Saif, it's not gonna be a shtika. So it's still a problem, it's still a 2 hour shtika. You might say the first hour is not crucial, but when you have a 1 hour shtika, the first 2 minutes is also not crucial. So you have the whole hour to be sure to be to them. I don't know, the Beis HaLevi, it's a very, it catches the imagination, but that was, I wish the Beis HaLevi would say, I'm sure he could explain these missing points where L'chaira, they're problematic. There's an Avnei Meluin who wants to say a second Teretz, not like the Beis HaLevi. He explains the Ritva, who says, that Bon Ka'achas. Remember last year they had a bunch of Avnei Meluim, Zagita V'yad Bon Ka'achas. This has nothing to do with that. But Avnei Meluim himself always struggles with what Bon Ka'achas means. Avnei Meluim is a Simen Chav Ches, if you'd give him. I'll tell you the truth, the first time I read it, I didn't know what he's saying. I think the second and third and fourth time, I didn't either. But I think maybe now I understand a little bit what he's saying. He says these words. He brings out our Gemara and our Taisus. He says, Afa Gav, the loy nisratza haganiv. Ganiv is the one holding the talus baser. The one who's going to grab the talus baser. Afa Gav, the loy nisratza haganiv, elo bishas hahegdish, Havalei pekodin vehegdish bankachas. Even though the Ganav was only maskim b'shas ha-hegdish. What does it mean b'shas? I think what he's saying is this. Let's say someone steals my, whatever it is. I own a chayfitz, and someone steals it. I own a piece of silver, and someone steals it. So I want to make it hegdish. I can't make it hegdish. Why? Nefeshus. Let's say the ganav wants to make it hegdish. He can't make it hegdish. It's not his. The Gemara says, Shnei mein yachalatisha, zelafi shayna shalai, zelafi shayna bishusai. Can we both be magdish it? Let's say we both at the same time say this should be hegdish. I want it to be hegdish, and the ganav wants it to be hegdish. And we both at the same time, well, it's Rubishai, such a thing. Adam say, the same second you said it's hegdish, he said it's hegdish. Would that be good? Well, it's Shaliyah of mine, so I made it hegdish, and Bishusi him, so he made it hegdish. So it's Nachsar, and tell if he shared Shalai, he's having Bishusi. Now.
What
does
that mean?
I'm giving. No, he wants to magdish it. He wants to donate it. It's a very nice thing. He wants to donate it to the base of Mikdash.
Doesn't help the one that's not Shalai. Does not help it not as Shalai. But the other guy. But it's the other guy.
So each person, the person who it belongs to is magdish it, and the person who's controlling it is magdish
it. But it still doesn't answer. Shalai.
I think it does answer it. The one who's saying Shalai could answer, well, the one who's Shalai is also magdish. Don't be sure. So I could hear Tut Stadim in this Shaila. I think what he's saying, Dabdim Baluim, is, and he says these words, he says, Behegdish, Kol Sheshneyem writes in Behegdish, as long as they both want a Hegdish, the Ganev and the Nignav, Havalei Gabe Hegdish, Kedin Pikadim, Kivin She writes a Hagazin Litnei LaHegdish. I think he's saying that as long as the Ganev and the Nignav both want it to be Hegdish at the same time, there's no problem with it being Chal. As long as they both want it to be Hegdish. How does that fit into argument? I think what he means is this. I say, Shneimar Zem B'Talus. I say, I'm Magdish the whole Talus. I'm going to Magdish the whole thing. Now you're a Ganev, you're holding one half of it. Now, if you continue being a Ganev, it won't be Hegdish. But when I say the whole thing is Hegdish, you, afterwards, you mask him. What does that mean? Now, till now, we learned that your Haskama makes it mine, and now it's Hegdish. So we had a Kasha. If your Haskama has to make it mine, it didn't become Rishusi till later, so we had a Kasha. And who says you don't need that? At the time I said Zu Hegdish, it was Shali, and it was Rishuscha. But when you say that you're maskim, that's megala that you really, you also want to be magdishit. When I said haizu hegdish, side the nignav wanted it to be hegdish, and side the gana wanted it to be hegdish. So boin kachas, the two parts, it's mine, and it's your control, you're holding one end of the palace. But since you're maskim to my haizu hegdish, so at the same time, both halves are chal, and it becomes hegdish. Boin kachas. It's a good teretz. I think it's a good teretz. What?
The same person.
So again, I'm all assuming that we'll start with the assumption, which we can argue about, that if the ganav and me do it at the same time, we could argue if it's chal. I'm assuming. Let's assume that it's chal. The only reason I can't be magdish is I can't control it. But he could control it, and he's saying it should be hegdish. He's master. Have a legabe hegdish kamaypekad. Legabe hegdish, this is like someone's holding it for hegdish. I said it's hegdish. And you, it's a rishuscha, you also are masking it should be hegdish. So there's no concern of control. Because we said if you have a pekad in someone's hand, there's no concern of control. So then the whole thing falls off. The whole problem falls off. The problem, the only reason I can't be managing it's mine, is because it's in your rishus. But if you're masking, then it's not a problem. I think these are the words. The whole Avim Luim, this whole point is two short paragraphs. And look at it. I think that's what he's saying. And if you mask him to the first Tanacha, which I agree, you could fight about, that if the God of the Nignav do it simultaneously, if you're going to say it's not Chal, I can hear you, you can argue about it. But if you'll be masking that it's Chal, if you do it at the same time, then Kol Sheshneim writes in the Hengish, Havalei Gabi Hengish Gedim Pekod. Kivisha writes Agaz Mlitnei Lehengish. The Pekod Nech Kol Echadisi, Yachal Agdisha. He's saying you don't. I'll tell you why. Let me ask you, what would be the din if I have something and the Ganav steals it? And the Ganav tells me beforehand, he tells me, I'm not giving it back to you finished. If you want to be magdish it, I'll be masking. Otherwise, I'm a Ganav, I'm not going to return it to you. If you want to be magdish it, I'll be masking. Let's say Ganav would tell me that beforehand. Now, when I say Zu Hegdish, Daphne Malum is saying, what's happening? When I say Zu Hegdish, it's Shali. I can't control it. But the Ganav, assuming the Ganav is truthful, the Ganav is saying, I'm willing to hold it for Hegdish. Hegdish has no chsar there, it's not for Shusai. It's for Shusai. So therefore, if you magdish it, it'll be Chach. So the Beis Halevi, the Daphne Malum is saying that in that case, the Hegdish could be Chach. Now the Beis Halevi didn't like this, because the Beis HaLevi learned that if it's Shali, it has to become Bershusi for it to be Hegdish. It has to go back to me and then to Hegdish. So then you have the Kashi, you have to say it's Takedei Dibur, it becomes mine, you have to go to Beis HaLevi. Now, the Lum is saying it doesn't have to go back to my Rishus to become Hegdish. It can go straight to be a Pekodin of Hegdish. If it's a Pekodin of Hegdish, then it's Chayim.
We still have to have a problem, because we only know that the Shoysi is asking. Maybe the
Shaysik
can only mask him after the Amira.
How can
he mask him for something he doesn't know about?
So he's masking at the time of the Amira. We don't know about it till he Shaysik later. But our assumption is he was masking B'Shas Ma'isa, Bar Kecha. He was masking at the time. We don't know about it until he says okay. But it's always that way. Every time you give something, the person says okay, you assume that means he was masking all along. I think that's what the Avnei Meluah means. You know what it's like? If someone steals something from me, I want to sell it to you. So Kinyanim, I also can't do Kinyanim. It's not Bershusi, I can't sell it to you. Right? So say a guy steals something, I do a Kinyan Chalip, it should be yours. It's not Chal. Right? Let's say I would sell it to the Ganim, then it would be Chal. Because if I sell it to the Ganim, there's no Sarin there, it's not Bershusi, it is Bershusi. I could sell the Shali, I could sell it to the Ganav if I want to. By Hegdish, it's basically that's what's happening. The Ganav is saying, I'm asking for it to be Hegdish. If he's asking for it to be Hegdish, that means there's no Chsar Legabi Hegdish of Shalai B'Shusai, it's only Chsar Shalai. So for Shalai, that I could do. I think that's what the Beis HaLevi is understanding. All right. Let's see Taisus Igdisha. I'd like to quickly go through Taisus and then try to sort of set the table for tomorrow's shiur. We're going to get into the guts of what this whole sugya is about. Just Taisus Igdisha B'lai Kakva says something that's I have to tell you Machlekes Rishayim. We'll see Taisus. There's Machlekes Rishayim by Pekodin. Let's say I give you something to watch. I have an object and I give it to you to watch for me. So Kol Zman, you're honest. Kol Hechadisa, it's Bishus Namari, so wherever it is, it's mine. If I want to be Magdish it, I can be Magdish it. If I want to sell it, I can sell it. You're just holding it for me. So consider it to be Bershusi. If I give it to a trustworthy person to watch, it's still considered in my rishus, Shali and Rishus. Let's say I give it to someone to watch, and then he lies. He says, you never gave it to me. What happens at that second? I gave someone my life to watch, and then I come over to him, and he says, never happened. At that second, everything changes. What happens? He becomes a ganav. He's a ganav. He becomes a ganav. The leichter, which is in his house, which till now he was holding for me, now he's not holding it for me. Now suddenly he's a ganav, he becomes a ganav, and I become a nignav, and now I can't be magdish it anymore. Right? That's also pashut. Question is third step. He comes over here the next day, and he says, I'm sorry. He says, when I denied it yesterday, I had this yetzer to deny it. I didn't mean it. I meant it, but I changed my mind. I know it's yours, and I'll return it to you. What happens at that second? Do things go back? You get a question. Do things revert back? Or they don't revert back? Huh? What? Why?
Because once he put a ma'aser, he can't undo the ma'aser. He's still in that state.
But the Ramban says that doesn't go back. You can't. Once you're a ganav, until you return it, you're a ganav. Same thing. The Ramban says you're a ganav. It doesn't revert back. Until you're going to return it, you're a ganav. The Baal HaMor says no. If you say you're giving it back, you revert back to being a shomer. Ois ganav, you become a shomer, and now suddenly kolechadisa b'shus demarayisa, and the owner can be magdish. Okay, this is the machlekes the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. This Tosfos, the Tosfos is Masber, the Tosfos in the Reshit Aleph Sukkot and Gimel, is that this Tosfos is explaining our Gemara like the Baal HaMor, that it reverts back. Now we can see the lashon of Tosfos. Hegdisha v'lo takfa ma'ahu ma'iri nami k'gon sheshasak b'shasha hegdish u'le b'saif k'shasha la'agiz b'r tzavach m'baya lay. This is the way. Do you say? Kim nami yodu gvar k'misir leheg have a hegdish k'takfa v'kim sheshasak oidi oidi lay v'havi de hegdish. This is the crucial line. V'loi dami l'gezel. It's not similar to stealing. We just said, someone steals from me, neither of us can be magdish. Zelafi, Shayna Shalai. Zelafi, Shayna Bashusai. So why don't we say, by Shtika, the same thing? You're a Ganid. You're holding half of the talis, you're a Ganid. The Kivan Da'idi lay have a Kapikad Nishayesh Lab Yaracher, Yachala Hagdish. See those words? Those are the words about the Tzlais Ashtelling on. The kivon da oidilei, havi ki pekod nishyesh le biyad acherim, yochel ha'ayish. So halt kop, what's the story? With shneim ha'ezim betalis, we both walk into Bezn. You're a ganav right now, because right now you're claiming it's yours. The second that you're moided to me, even though you're still holding it, you become a shomer pekod. Till now, we're both holding the talis, you're a ganav. The second you're moided to me without doing anything, you become instead a shomer pekadin. Since you become a shomer pekadin, now I can be magdishit. Because now you're moided to mine, even though you're still holding it, but you're like a shomer pekadin, and I could therefore be magdishit. So this tosfos is kashitas Baal HaMor, that all that's required to undo Geneva is just to be Maida. If you Maida, even if you still hold it, now you're a Shimer. That's the way he's Masber to Tosfos. He asks how the Ramban would learn. Maybe we'll get to that today. We'll get to how the Ramban would learn the Gemara. But this is his explanation of Tosfos. Okay, since we only have a few minutes left, I want to try to show what's confusing about the Gemara. Because Tafikayan is Tafikayan. You can't learn Tafikayan without getting confused. If you learn the whole sugya without any confusion at all, you're missing the whole kishmak of the riddle of Tafikayan. This next sugya, I want to explain to you why it's sort of a riddle that has a lot of pieces that have to fit. And if you understand what we're shooting for, so we could learn. If you don't, it's not the type of sugya that has 12 different kashas and 12 directions. Basically one series of problems which has to be worked out that it should fit throughout the sugya. And I'll explain to you what's going to happen here. We are going to have a number of questions that from the Gemara it seems to say that Toli Zeb is Zeb. We're going to have three or four issues which are the same Shaila, the Gemara says, and we're going to have a very hard time figuring out why they're the same Shaila. What are the questions? Number one, Higdisha Mahu. That's question number one. If you magdish something, by Shnei Ma'ez Metalis, someone's magdish and the other one shows up and says, oh, back Mahu. That's Shaila number one. That's the guy. Toshma, the Gemara brings a Raya, Ahu Mesusa. We're going to have the case of Ahu Mesusa, which I think most of you already learned, at least the Pashta case. The case of this bathhouse that two people were fighting and one of them was magdishit. So clearly, the Gemara is saying, Ahu Mesusa is identical. We're going to bring a Raya to there, to here. So we already have two cases that have to be similar. Higdisha Ma'ahu and Ahu Mesusa, which are Halbitzara. What's the din of Ahu Mesusa? So Gemara says they didn't know what to do. So Gemara says they went to ask Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said it's the same din as Bechar, as a Safik Bechar, Tokfei Kayim by a Safik Bechar. It's the same din as there. And for the din of Tokfei Kayim by Safik Bechar, we can prove Ahu Mesusa, which in turn is going to prove Ari Bayu. See, you have here three cases that have to be totally Zebizeh. The case of Higdisha Mahu, the case of Ahu Mesusa Mahu, and the case of Tokfei Kayin, which itself is two parts, because Tokfei Kayin has the issue of whether the Kayin to keep it, and the issue of whether a Safed Bechar is Asa Begiza Bavayda. So really, the Tokfei Kayin is sort of one which is two. That's why I say it's either three or four things that are totally Zebizeh. So, basically, what we're going to try to do tomorrow is try to see what the similarity in these three shailas are. There has to be some similar nekuda. There are many differences between them. There has to be a similar nekuda. I'm going to point out that Rabba argues Rav Hamnuna. We're going to have a machlokes Rabba and Rav Hamnuna if Tokfei Kayin is similar to the other two. So we have to understand Rav Hamnuna, who says all three are the same. Then we have to say Rabba, who's Machalik. Of course, the goal is going to be to understand the Machalikis, Rav Hamnuna, and Rabba, what the Kudin are arguing. But this is just, it's Pshad in the Sugya, it's a very hard Sugya. I remember, I learned Bav Metzia Bar Chazan, he learned Tokfei Kayin very quickly. He learned the Gemara very quickly. He learned it with one Mahaluch, and he went weiter. And afterwards, guys complained to him. So he said, all the Pshatim, we don't know why, we don't come to a Maskona anyway. I'm going to drain your cup. So he gives to Chabura once a week. He said, if you want to dray a cup, we'll come to Chabura once a week, and we'll do it then. Now, I'm not so brave. I like to understand, not my own shtick l'chtayra, but the way the Achroinim learned, the way Rishonim learned is very hard, because the Rishonim seem to have a lot of mahalchim here. The Rajba you have to learn in the Gemara. So we're going to try, but if you see something that's confusing with the Seder, you don't lose it. Because if you know the goal is to see that all three bayis have some similarity in the shaila, and then it's confusing what's the similarity. So it's not so bad because you understand what the thing that we're shooting for is. And it's Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to start.